The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Tonight on this Friday night, and you know what it is on Friday nights here at the Lotus Place. It is Black Butter Love Show Talk, and we are talking about love, relationships, sex, sexuality, getting your groove on, getting your groove back, getting all of that on. What is it? Get your freak on. All of that stuff. So, Black Butter Love Show, we want you to call in tonight because we are talking about vagina power. Vagina power. Yes, holding that power. We have the power, women. And for Women's History Month, I thought this would be kind of appropriate for us to go into the rest of this year knowing who we are. You may have your, what is it, your 2016 resolution, things that you are going to do differently, new habits, old habits that you will break, new habits, behaviors and attitudes that you will pick up. So one thing I think that would be really great, because I always hear people say that once women change and once women know who they are, then we can help and join the brothers, and we can build a new nation, build a nation, build a strong nation of us. So anyway, so we are talking about using your womanly power to win. Get information, ladies. And I just love that little song by Beyonce. Get information. She is talking, well, I interpret the video as women getting themselves together, getting your head straight, showing who you are, knowing who you are, and being that person, exuding that, a woman, a real woman, like a Southern Belle woman, just a woman with class and style, ambition, and that mother wit, and that love, and that caring touch that we have, that we innately and inherently have. Just being a woman, being good to yourself, being good to your children, good to your sister friends, being good to your family, your parents, your mate. Just being a woman and winning in all of those areas by tapping into who you are. That woman. And then right, Feather Light.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I could not have said it better if I had picked it up in the
I can barely hear you.
Oh.
I can hardly hear you, Feather Light.
Oh, dear. I tell you what. Let me find my better headpiece.
Okay, well, while you're doing all of that, okay, while you're doing that, let me just, also let people know how they can call in. We have a few clips that we're going to play from Alexis K. Tyler, very prolific speaker. So we'll listen to some of what she has to say about women and using your vagina power. And also, question for tonight. Are you so hung up on sex that you can't focus on your life and success? So are you so hung up on sex that you can't focus on your life and success. That's what we want to hear about tonight. Now, the thing about this question, though, you probably need somebody else to point that out to you, because you probably don't even know that you're so hung up on sex. And Alexis K. Taylor speaks about this. Tyler, I think her name is Tyler. She speaks about this in one of the videos. I think I have that one keyed. But women that are just addicted to penises, I mean, that's how she puts it. So this is Black Butter Love Show. We speak very openly. This is an adult show. It is triple X rated, okay? So if you have some children in the room, unless you want them to have this show as, what is it? What do they call those courses? Like a sexology course or a sex course? Then okay. If not, you might want to ask them to leave the room, because we want to be open and free with our conversation, because we're trying to help people have happy, healthy, and wholesome relationships. Not saying that you gotta have all this different kind of strange and kinky sex. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. That's what you like. Because relationships and intimacy go far beyond penetration. And that's what we like to cover on these Friday night shows here at the Lotus Place. So let me give out the number. It is 641-715-3660. Let me just give it to you again. Get your pen and paper ready. Oh, yes. By the way, when you tune in to the Lotus Place, be certain that you have, like my grandmother used to say, have your pencils sharpened, because you just may want to take some notes on something. We'll give out information. We may mention an article or a number or anything. Topic, and you want to write this down. Although you can always come back and listen to any of these shows if you just tune in to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you can go back and listen to this show and many other shows on Black Talk Radio Network. Aja, Featherlight.
Yes.
You have your phone together?
Yes.
Okay.
Super yes, duper. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yes. So, great. Back to our your womanly power, using your womanly power to win topic for tonight. We're also going to talk about best positions for women to have the best internal big O, the big orgasm. Okay, because so many women have trouble in that area. And they don't know how to communicate to their partner that's not the spot, or if you just do it this way, you know, mm-hmm. you can really hit this spot or something like that, mm-hmm. so that you can have a different type of orgasm. Because there are, and this was a long time before I knew this, there are different types of orgasms that you can have. You can have, like, a clitoral, and then you can have the, like, internal, and there's probably some others that I don't even know about. I need to take some sex classes.
The G spot orgasm.
Well, I thought that the G spot orgasm was like internal, though.
It is.
Okay, so G spot falls under the umbrella of internal orgasm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And men need to know how to hit that G spot. You have some pointers on hitting the G-spot tonight for us, right?
I certainly do. I have pointers of how the lady can find her own, as well as how the man can find it on his partner, his woman partner.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Yep. So it is for adults only. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Triple X-rated.
Big girls, big boy. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Triple X rated, baby. Triple X rated. Mm-hmm. The number is XXX715. Okay, it's 641-715-3660. And the code is 549032. And then press *61 if you would like to speak. So, tonight we will read one of Delta Cougar's letters. And so we'll pick a letter focusing on something similar to the topic, or, you know, sex, relationships, since that is our show topic for tonight. And then we have a mind, body, and spirit. You have a mind, body, and spirit, and some recipes for us, Feather?
I certainly do. Love the body, love the body. Recipes.
Love the body.
Yes. Good healthy smoothies for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right then. Well, you want to share a quote for us, and then I'll play a clip before we go into break.
Okay. This is a quote. Actually, it's their lyrics taken from a song by Jasmine Guy, and I thought it was befitting for our topic tonight. And for the ladies, the coming into yourself that you spoke of earlier. So the title of this song is Living a Lie, which many
You're
of us do. Living a Lie.
Mm.
So these are the lyrics, and I just love them. I just love them. Okay.
Okay.
Here it goes. If a lie gon' get me through, I'd rather not know the truth. If the truth gon' make me cry, I'd rather just hear the lie. If a lie gon' get me through, I'd rather not know the truth. If the truth gon' make me cry, I'd rather just hear the lie. Hey, living a lie. Mm-hmm. So many times we know it's a lie, but it feels better at that moment to hear.
Mm.
Well, you know, baby, I got caught up, you know, and my phone, you know, it went dead. I lost my phone. You know, I had to grab this other guy's phone, but then, okay.
Mm.
All right, well, let's kiss and make up, and let's go to bed, and hug me real tight, and tell me you love me. You know, because that feels better.
Yeah.
Then, well, baby, I just got caught up with this other lady, and, you know, I didn't know it had gotten this late, and, you know, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Like they say, like the old saying, you can't handle the truth.
Right!
You can't
right.
handle the truth. Some people say right. they want the truth, but they cannot handle the truth.
They cannot handle the truth!
Delta, can you handle the truth? Are you living a lie? Are you living a lie?
Okay, yeah, I'm
you're
here.
Can you hear? Are you living a lie? Look at you
probably
die.
Am.
You living a lie?
No. Well, I'm a good pretender.
Oh, the great pretender. Oh,
the great pretender.
Yeah, great pretender. That's another way of looking at it. I like that. I can fall for that. I'm not lying. I'm just pretending.
Yeah. Share the quote again. The lyrics from the song. It's by Jasmine Guy. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah. And the title of the song is Living a Lie. Okay. If a lie gon' get me through, I'd rather not know the truth. If the truth gon' make me cry, I'd rather just hear the lie. If a lie gon' get me through, I'd rather not know the truth. If the truth gon' make me cry, I'd rather just hear the lie. Hey. I'd rather just hear the lie.
Rather just hear the lie.
Yeah.
I think I want to hear the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear the truth. And because for me, even if I have to just cry myself to sleep that night,
yeah.
I do believe that
joy
comes in the morning.
Yeah.
And it will be a new day. I still may be a little hurt and sad or whatever. It may take me some time to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
The hurt or the pain, hurt and pain, but.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me the truth. Just be straight up and honest with each other. That's why I really, really, really want to be in a relationship with a friend. Because it's not like, I'm just lying to her. It's like, I'm lying to my friend. This is my friend. Now, my boy, my guy.
Right.
Girl, let me bring you back then. Can I bring you back down, Black Rose?
You ready to bring it? Come on, Delta, bring it to me.
You know they lie to their friends. If they lie to their own mama, you know they lie to their friends.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
I hate to bust the Bible.
There is a place on this planet Delta Cougar, where there are people who can basically tell the truth. There really are. There's people out there who are beaming in, and at some point our vibrational levels will match, and we'll be friends first. That we're gonna be truthful with each other. We're gonna be truthful. There may be a little stumbles here and there, you know, well, you said, but then you did, and I didn't like, okay, I won't do that anymore. You know, but I do believe that it's possible. Now, if you don't believe that it's possible, then it probably will never be possible for you, because that's what you are sending out. But for me, since I believe that it is possible, then it will come to me.
All right.
Yes.
It'll come.
Yes.
Honey. Well, come on with
your
it.
Thoughts. Well, you send them back. You send it out. You send it out, and it comes back. Yes.
Send it out to the universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Icy Hot? How are you? What's going on with you?
Oh, great. Wonderful. The truth is always...
Oh, I see there?
Yes.
Hi.
The truth is always better in the long run, even if you have to cry your way through it.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
And I can tell you, I think African men are notorious truth tellers. They just tell you.
Say what?
They'll just tell you the way they do it. The ones from the continent.
The ones from the continent.
Yep.
That is straightforward.
That has been my experience now.
And you know what? That is so divine that you would mention that, because tonight I had planned on announcing that I am on Mother Dunning, a Delta Cougar, get married challenge, okay? And I want to date some Africans. I want to date some brothers from the continent. I'm getting ready to explore. So, but now, nothing against Nigerians, but I really don't want just an influx of Nigerian men. I would like some brothers from different parts of West Africa. Even maybe somebody from Kenya. I want to explore some brothers, Mandingo
from the
homeland brothers.
Right.
So you guys have to help me set up something.
They hadn't been too westernized.
Yeah, that too, of course. So Delta, you gonna help me out there, matchmaker?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, but I don't know any, African
brothers. To get on one of those blackpeopledate.com.
See, Delta knows how to manipulate that Facebook. Work a page or something for me. So it's got to be like speed dating almost.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, girl. Well, girl, let me tell you one thing. You can get married in 2 days. Because all you got to do is... tell them what kind of job you got.
Get the romance. Get my last name.
Those brothers from the continent, they are like that, though. Look, I met this guy. I met a brother through another friend of mine, another guy friend, and we just talked on the phone, and I think he Googled me. And, like, by the next week, he was like, you need to answer me if we're going to get married. I need an answer. Well, first, he sent me a message saying that he wants to marry me, and I was like, okay. And then he sent another message like, you didn't answer me. Then he sent another message. I need an answer from you on whether or not we get married. I said, Lord have mercy.
It's a simple question. Yes or no?
Question. I mean, you know, why are you?
Do you want to spend the rest of your life with me or not?
Yeah. You saw my picture on Instagram. I saw yours. Okay. You know my name. All right. What you waiting on? I was like, oh Lord, have mercy. But look. So tonight we're talking about your womanly power, using your womanly power to win. In honor of Women's History Month, because we're about to change the game with women. Like Beyonce said, get information, ladies.
Get information.
Power, black female, get yourself together song for 2016, okay?
Exactly.
That's
yes.
The real, what they call it, ladies' anthem or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's time for us to get our minds together, get your mind out the gutter, and get your mind on track. Start loving yourself. Start taking
loving
care of yourself. Eating
love
right.
Your body.
Being right. Loving your body.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Meditating. Treating yourself better. Treating your loved ones better. Treating your husband and your children better. Doing better in terms of reaching your goals and everything. So
and understanding who you are.
Understanding
who you are.
And having good sex with your mate. Good
yes.
sex and good intimacy with your
yes.
mate, with your husband.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like Mother Hattie said, we should be waiting until we get married. But now for those that want to go ahead on and have a little sex before marriage, okay, make sure it's safe and make sure you're not just giving yourself to any and everybody because you
right.
are special.
Yes. Know who you're mixing your energies with.
Mm-hmm.
Know
what
you mixing your energies with is really the question, if you ask me. It's not
yes,
who
now.
Only, it's what.
Yeah, it's not who only. It could be a what, too.
What and who? Who and what?
Yeah, That's some serious business.
It's real serious. That's it. Too serious to take it lightly.
It's very serious.
You want to
share some hot topics with us before we go on break?
Yes.
Our first hot topic is coming out of New York City. New York City. They had a postal worker back in, I think it was in March, and he was driving his postal truck delivering mail. There was four policemen, white policemen. They was driving an unmarked car. The postal worker was driving the truck, and they was driving so fast and erratic, they almost hit the postal worker. The postal worker yelled out to them for driving erratic. They turned around. They was undercover police. And they came back and arrested the postal worker for hollering at them. Made the postal worker drop the mail down on the sidewalk. People took pictures of it. Made the postal worker drop his mail. Made him left the truck in the middle of the street. They didn't secure the truck or anything. And took the man to jail for yelling at them for driving fast and almost hit him. They turned him into the criminal. But after everybody went to complain and saw the video, his arrest was overturned and they apologized for it. Now here's a black postal worker working in New York City and hollering at somebody for driving erratic. And speeding, and they arrested him. Then we got the governor out of Alabama.
Alabama.
He was married to his wife for 52 years, and it's been all over CNN and all over the news. He's been having an affair with a younger woman that he worked with. But now they're going to post about the younger woman. I mean, the woman that he's going with, this woman is
way younger than him. But yet he had a black mistress, was way younger than him,
mm-hmm.
and he had a baby with the black mistress. And the black mistress was in her 30s, a little thin black girl. They put the baby on. Someone took a picture of it, of the baby in him, in the woman. And what make it so bad, the old man couldn't even deny the baby if he wanted to. The little girl came out to me looking just like the old man. She's a biracial. They want to go on and talk about the governor and the white woman going together. But that story about the baby,
mm-hmm.
it was out for a little while, and you know how, like, they unhearsed it, and it's not
mm-hmm.
saying anything. It's like it's a hearse show. Not saying anything. And then we got another. But you know, the people who broke the story and released the black mistress and released the picture of the baby was 5 years old. I think mm-hmm. they lost their job behind that. Okay, then we have a 17-year-old black girl out of Ohio. She was working at a McDonald's through a drive-thru. A policeman came through and said that he paid the girl. And the girl said that he gave her a $10 bill. The policeman said he gave the girl a $20 bill. And the police and the girl began to argue in McDonald's. They began to argue. And he came out of his car from the drive-thru, came inside the store and arrested this girl. The young lady told him, "You cannot arrest me. You cannot question me. Call my mother. My mother be here." She told the manager, "He did not give me a $20 bill. He gave me a $10 bill." They had a camera over the register. So when they ran the register back, after he arrested the young lady and handcuffed and took her to jail, they proved that the police was trying to scam. And the police gave the young lady a $10 bill.
Mm.
And they settled and gave her a $60,000 settlement.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow, they had to work fast on that one.
You said they settled and gave her a settlement.
No, they gave her a settlement, like a...
Oh, a settlement. Okay, good.
A settlement of $60,000.
So the police officer tried to scam her by giving her, you said,
a $10 bill and tried to say he gave her a $20 bill.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, they have a video camera over the money and over the register.
Mm-hmm.
So they proved that he did not give her a $20 bill. He gave her a $10 bill.
You know, and since some of these people are just getting so blatant with their foolishness, and it's just ridiculous, and it just goes to show you that their mind's just not right.
Right.
That's just crazy. I mean,
yeah, it's
just going
getting reckless with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, Delta, how about we take a quick break and we'll come right back and you have another hot topic and then we'll get into our show?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. And it's the Black Butter Love Show tonight, and we're talking about using your womanly power to win. All I do is win, win, win. All I do is win, win, win. As a woman, we win, win. All right, and we're back here at the Lotus Place. So, Delta, you have some hot topics for us?
Can I give two, if you don't mind, and that'll be it. Okay, the next one is, you know, I told you I was going to start doing about entrepreneur. We have a young black girl. She started her business back in 1991, and she always wanted a perm, but she was scared to perm her hair because she was scared of the chemicals. And the young girl went in the kitchen. She was like 12 years old, and she went in the kitchen and started to experiment and doing research. And she came up with a perm that you don't use no chemicals and perms your hair. Some kind of way she did it. She marketed this hair product, and she even marketed it on Oprah Winfrey. And the young lady became successful, and she was making it in her mother's kitchen, her and her mother. Her business took off so after she went on Oprah, and the young lady became a millionaire. And she don't even, she went from making the hair product, and she even branched off into scented candles. So when you have a dream, and I want kids to know, black kids, when you have a dream, no matter what nobody say, you take that dream and you run with it. And I like to say something I did. My son, he's 31 years old. And when I used to go around and I used to sell hats, and down south, everybody loves to wear a hat, almost the church. And I used to go around to all the beautician shops, and I would go around Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and sell my hat. And I took my son, and I started taking my son with me, and he was about 8 years old. And I told him, I said, look, if you sell all the earrings, I'm going to let you have the money from the earrings. Because I really didn't think he would sell that much. But my son began to sell the earrings, and he sold so many, I had to change my thing up on him because he was just selling too many, and it was too much money, and I had to buy more earrings. But what I'm saying is to say this, I taught my son how to sell, and my son, he's a master seller. He can make you buy when you don't want to buy.
So wow.
So the
power of persuasion. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Today, today we had collard greens, and we're getting ready. And I'm saying this because I'm trying to let the black kids, the sound of our voice, know whatever you're good at, that's what you take and run with. So today I had the truck loaded up with collard greens, and I told my little great nephew, which is Daffy. I think Daffy is about, oh God, no more than about 7. I said, get your red rag wagon. And he got his wagon, and I filled his wagon up with collard greens. And I told him, I said, now walk around our neighborhood. I was over on my mother's side. And I said, walk around the neighborhood and go up and down the street and sell your collard greens.
Wow.
And my baby went up and down the street. Ain't nobody going to bother him now because everybody knew everybody in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And he went to running and selling his collard greens and putting his wagon. He come back and he sold the collard greens, and he was so excited about the greens. And I told him, I said, wait. I went in my thing and got him a bottle of water, and he was drinking his water and then running selling his collard greens. So I told him, this is what you have to do in order to make money. You got to learn, teach them how to become entrepreneurs. Because Paula Deen took her two boys, and if you read her story, she took her two boys and made cookies. And she started taking them around to all the offices. And that's how she began in her bakery business when she got a divorce to raise her two boys. So as Black people, we got gifts in our hands. We just got to take them, and we don't have to ask the white man to do nothing for us. We got to take our gifts, what we good at, and work with it. I got nieces. They all can braid weave. I mean, they can sew in weave, braid hair. We was doing weave before it even ever got popular. My sister brought it back from New York. If all my nieces go in together and start a hair business, nail business, they got this. They got it. So it's ways that we can make money. It's ways that in our community we can benefit ourselves. So that's one of the history I wanted to give about Black entrepreneurs. We got it within ourselves.
Yes,
that'd be some new modern day Madam C.J. Walkers.
That's right.
That's
fantastic.
Okay.
I hope
this is, that's so
true. Let me,
and this is my last
about,
one.
How,
hot
Delta,
topic. It is hot topic Delta. Gossip.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Delta, I just want to say something quickly about I think you said your nieces, with their skills and talent. And I just love it. And you said your grandson selling the collard greens, because you know I love entrepreneurship. And I mean, that is just so inspiring. It is. It makes me want to get back out and go around to the beauty salons like I used to, selling my little goods and whatnot for different little fundraisers, because I want 4 new Mac computers for all of us and some radio equipment so that we can upgrade, okay? And so I need a fundraiser. So that's a good fundraiser right there. And I just love it. It's so inspiring just hearing the stories. And I wish that more of us would come together because, you know, we were braiding each other's hair on the porch.
We didn't go to a
beauty shop, some strange person. You went over your cousin's house or your grandmother's house.
She did.
Next door, whatever, and somebody braids your hair on the porch. But now you have to have a darn license. Why are you making sense? So, okay, Delta. So, anyway, go ahead, Delta. I just had
and
to
now,
share
and
that.
Then also, I have sisters, and I have two sisters that. I have one sister can look at a man's role, and she can make men's roles. She get a lot of orders for making men's roles. She get a lot of orders for making curtains and all type of stuff. And she makes slips, underwear, everything. Then I have another sister. Yeah, I have another sister. She's so good. If you bring her an outfit or something, she'll make you an outfit. And the reason she, and I hate to say it, the reason she quit sewing was because of the people in our community would get her to make dresses and things for them and wouldn't pay her. And then my sister, now let me tell you what my sister did. I just thought about this, y'all. I just thought. The white lady that I work for is very wealthy. She was going to get her granddaughter's dorm room done. And dorm room is real expensive getting it decorated. One lady was going to charge $15,000 to do the dorm room.
A dorm room for college. How much did you say?
$15,000. She called her.
$15,000.
Yes, listen, this is true. Like, everything was custom made, like the drapes, the bits, the pillows, just everything, the chair cover, everything. just like if you was in your bedroom in your home. And, okay, she didn't want to pay $15,000, so she went to another lady, and another lady told her $8,000. So she didn't want to pay the lady $8,000. So she asked my sister, and my sister, but the lady bought all the material. She bought everything. But the other ladies, this was including their material. But, excuse me, and she bought all the material, and my sister did the job for $2,500 for her buying everything. But like I told my sister, if the other lady was going to do it for $8,000, you should have did it for $4,000. Because the first lady was saying $15,000.
At least $4,000 to $5,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we got ways in our community to make money. We just have to go cheaper. And like my sister made quilt. My sister made 6 quilts for her, and she paid my sister, I think, about $1,500. My sister can make any kind of quilt you want. All of them get together and make the quilt.
Yeah.
We saw them.
They make. Yeah, me too. They were beautiful.
I need to put an order in for a couple of quilts.
Mm-hmm. You tell us the color and they get them and they do them. Like my sister and them sell they quilt like for $200 and $300.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on the internet and the white people are selling their quilts for $12 and $15.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, but I'm saying this to say this, there's ways that we can get in our community, and we need to have a show. We need to take 1 hour and start talking about entrepreneurship and letting the people hear us, because I know people may not be calling in, but I know people are listening to us. I know Scotty said we are building up and people are listening, and we need to start talking and let the people know what we are doing and how to make money and how they can go back in their community and build the community up. It's
exactly.
All right to talk. It's all right for us to talk about sex. That's life. That's true. That's good. But we need to take, like Icy Hot said, let's try to build a way to build these communities up. And that's what we need to do. Try to figure out a way to put money back in our own community. And that's
Delta.
And that's what we need to do.
I love it, Delta. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And that's
something
we need to do.
Be your segment right there, that entrepreneurship piece and real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate piece. That's your piece right there.
Mm-hmm. And then
so
this is the last hot topic. I want to give y'all some gossip and just the last. Now, we all know we've been watching that old election with Donald Trump and
not me!
And Ted Cruz. Now, I must say I am addicted to it. I can't lie, I am addicted. And the reason I'm addicted to it because Donald Trump says the craziest and outrageous thing, and you can't do it, just bust out and start laughing. At least I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on now? Donald Trump had been threatening Ted Cruz and told the media that he had a secret. Something on Ted Cruz's wife and all that he's going to tell the secret. Now they leaked a secret today, yesterday, said that Ted Cruz had 5 affairs on his wife. So and he up talking about so holy and so holy and so holy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And see, you got to watch them when they talk out both sides of the mouth.
Donald Trump don't have any room to talk about anybody having any affairs with all those different wives he's been through. And like I said before, he's always seeming like on the verge of pedophilia. He's always capturing some young foreign wife. I believe he ordered those people, some of them. But I think in Ivana Trump's book, she wrote about how abusive Donald Trump was to her. That's one reason why she divorced him. So Donald
and
Trump sit down.
He was such a jerk. He made a comment about his own daughter, talking about how fine she was, and if she wasn't his daughter, he'd get with her.
Yeah, just gross.
Why would a father say that about his daughter?
Some of them are into that kind of stuff. Yeah, go ahead, Delta. You're talking about your boy, your boy Trump.
And that's what I'm saying, Donald Trump is, to me, what I was going to say, what Miss Hattie said, Icy Hot said what he said about his daughter. To me, that's sick. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like listening to the craziest stuff come out of his mouth, because I never in my life, and I know we have never seen politics like this. This politics at its finest. This is white folk ghetto fabulous. And this is that. White folk ghetto fabulous.
This is rich white folk ghetto fabulous. These ain't just white folks. These are billionaire white folks.
Clowning. Worse than Jerry Springer.
I know. But that's what they said, that he wanted this to be like this presidential election to be like, what do they call those TV shows?
Reality show.
Reality show. Thank you.
Well, you know, on one of my favorite Netflix picks that I have, let me just drop this one, this Netflix pick, and then we need to get into our topic. House of Cards. Let me see. What season did they just finish with? Featherlight. What season was that?
Four.
Yes. The House of Cards. Start from the beginning. But on season four, what's his name? What's the star's name? Kevin Spacey. He's playing the president.
Frank.
And so he said Frank. Frank Underwood, baby. Those Underwoods. Yeah. Whoo, I love them. And so Frank says, for the election, he said, well, haven't you realized politics is show business, so we're going to give them the best show on earth.
Exactly.
It's so much like what they're doing now. It's just all, like, it's the show. I mean, these people, they play golf together, they drink tea, their children go to the same schools and universities and institutions and all of this stuff, and then they get on stage and, yeah, I'm going to say this about you and say that and da-da-da-da-da and all of that. When it's all over and done with, Bernie Sanders will endorse Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton will go up against Donald Trump. And God knows who in the heck, I don't know what these crazy, because they're so crazy. I used to kind of predict some of this stuff, but they are so outlandish now. You just don't know what these, I just don't know what they're going to do, probably, because I'm just really trying to detach myself from a lot of that crazy stuff.
It is theatrical. Mm. It's called Let's Entertain Them. We are in a crisis. This whole country and other countries are in a crisis, and they're making it a joke. It's funny. It's hilarious.
People's ears and all of this kind of stuff.
This is not a laughing matter.
To run
the country.
They did not mention anything about policy or what kind of money they were going to try to insure for Detroit and Detroit Public Schools, the people in Flint, nothing like that. The people in Saginaw, nothing. They talked about each other, this, that, and that, insulting each other. And that's just, That's an insult to the American people, to me.
It is. To me, too.
To me, it's an insult. You're not talking about... Yeah. None of this gun violence or violence on women or transgender or men being raped in jail. Prison reform.
Black Rose, since you said transgender, I want to tell you about a breaking news story today.
Okay.
You know, South Carolina had passed a law. Mm-hmm. The federal government member passed a law where you can, you had to put in a bathroom for you had to let transgenders go to the, if they transgender to be a woman, they had to go to a bathroom to become, with a woman. If they're a man and transgender, they went to the woman's bathroom. And if they're a man, if they're a woman and transitioning to a man, they went to the man's bathroom. South Carolina, you know, the governor, the state passed that law, the federal government. Now, South Carolina went into a meeting, emergency meeting, a while back, and they came up with a new plan, and now they changed the law. And they did it. They went about it during the state level.
That was in North Carolina.
Did you see? Okay, explain it, Scotty. You know what I'm trying to say.
It's here in North Carolina. Ordinance that Charlotte passed. Charlotte passed an ordinance to where transgender males could use female bathrooms and whatnot. And so the state legislature passed a law prohibiting that. So I don't know details of how they wrote up the law, but that happened in North Carolina based off of ordinance passed in Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you, Scotty. And now they're saying the law cannot be changed because the federal government cannot come in and change state laws.
See, they tried to pass that in Houston, but it was, I think it was like Proposition 2, and
yeah,
they voted down,
yeah,
in Houston.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So it passed. Even though
I don't think they should do it either.
I think the man should lose his bathroom, he used his bathroom, and the woman used hers.
If you're a real transgender person and you really just want to come in there and use the bathroom, I will not freak out about you being a transgender coming in the bathroom. However, I don't think that I should be forced to abide by any law that's
right,
except a man that want to dress up like a woman and come in there and rape somebody.
Right.
I don't think that I
right,
should be forced to accept that.
No.
I really don't.
I agree with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why you got to go up to all the trouble of making it a law?
You know, this, Scotty, if I may chime in on that, the way I look at it is, now, y'all bring up the crime aspect of the rape, and that's still happening regardless of what bathroom these women go in or who's going in the bathroom. Somebody see you in a gas station, you know what I'm saying, see you going to this little one-room bathroom. They might break in there and rape you. It could happen that fast. So, but mm-hmm, discounting that aspect of it, I mean, why do we even need, you know, bathrooms that's segregated? Why do we need segregated bathrooms? They have stalls. You have some privacy. I don't want no man looking at me, you know, using the bathroom. So it wouldn't make no difference if it's a woman in the next stall. So I don't know. I've never been, excuse me, to Europe. I think I've heard, like, they have these, what, unisex bathrooms and what have you. I was in the military. They, although we had a mixed unit and we, you know, we lived on the same, in the same barracks, we had separate rooms. You know, it was segregated, and but the bathrooms was right next to each other. But I mean, think about it. Really, why do we, you know, what is, where does that come from? Why are we segregating bathrooms?
Okay, let me put in my little 3 cents. I've been into men's restrooms, and you have urinals, right? They just kind of come out of the wall, and you just kind of stand up there and do your business, right? And so a lot of men, they just kind of like squirt everywhere, and it's really kind of extremely unsanitary.
But you have stalls, though, too.
Let me finish. Yeah, I know, but it's different. It's different. How would you have both of them together? Because men are not gonna sit on the toilet and urinate. They want to stand and urinate. And when I walk into the restroom, I don't want to see a man's penis as he's urinating.
Well, can they have them in stalls? Can't they just put the urinals inside the stalls just like the toilet? So it's like, these are urinals, these are toilets.
As she's saying, the men are just nastier around there, some of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I've lived with some nasty females, but I'm not even going to go there.
Nasty stalls,
so.
Women's stalls. Some that were just like, ugh. You know how when you walk in one and you go to the...
Yeah, but it's a little bit different. I know. It's a little bit different.
It's different. What about that show, Ally McBeal? Didn't they used to have like a unisex stall? Unisex bathroom?
Yeah, each. And I would never see a guy standing up in the stall. They would go in and sit down. I never did see them do their business, you know. I never did see them stand and urinate. They always went in the stall and sit down, like the ladies.
Right. So that's what I was thinking, like what Scotty said, if there were a unisex bathroom. Because, I mean, there are some people that do not recognize gender differences. They feel, and you know, what's his name? But Will Smith's son, they practice all of that non-gender stuff. So, I mean, there are some younger people and some people generally that just practice that. So they don't feel different in male and female. And that's a whole nother topic that I'm not even trying to deal with, because guess what? We are talking about vagina power. Vagina power. So I don't want a man coming in there seeing my vagina in the bathroom while I'm using it. Not right now. Not unless he's, you know, my mate and I feel comfortable with him. So, you know, that whole bathroom thing. Well, I don't know. I don't want to discriminate against anybody, because I try to think of it like when our people were saying, you know, why do we have to have...
But that's two different things.
Exactly. I can say that. And then some people can say, well, no, it's the same. You know, just like that changed, maybe this could change. Maybe we can have our own... Because you know how gays and transgender people try to connect their struggle parallel it to our struggle, colored people's
right.
struggle. So I'm just saying, what if they said that? What if they said, well, once upon a time, black people couldn't go into the same restaurants you know, we want to have the opportunity to go into the restroom that we identify with. You know, that could be their argument. Well, that is their argument. They're saying they identify as a woman and they want to go into the women's bathroom. Yeah. I mean, and for those people, and that's another thing, for those people that really feel like that, I don't know what they feel like. I don't know if they really do feel like they're a woman trapped in a man's body or whatever. I don't know. So they really could be feeling like that and really struggling with that. And so they want to go into the restroom that they feel like they should be in. And who am I to say that they shouldn't be able to do that? So.
I'm sipping my tea.
You sipping your tea? All right. Well, Delta, that's your hot topic for us.
Those are all my hot topics.
All right. Any commentary before we go into break? We can jump into our topic. Remember that Black Rose is looking for a husband. Mother Dunn and Delta says we can get married in like 2 days.
All you have to do is let the dead beast know what kind of job you got.
Tell them I got plus one insurance. Got plus one. Me and you, baby. And the baby can be covered. I got that plus one. Mm-hmm. Shoot. I'm gonna go to the doctor.
And then you and can I give let me give you a story too. I know one, my first husband, his niece married a guy. She married a guy. And she didn't have any kids. And when she married him, we was all upset. Nobody wanted her to do it. We knew the guy had 6 kids, but he had them by 4 different women. Then come to find out, after they got married, he pulled out child number 7 and told about the 7th child. but do you not know? And I must confess, and that's been over I know over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Do you not know that that marriage and that young girl and that young man have turned out to be a good relationship, and all of us did not want them to get together, but the young man's greatness, and he turned, he got up and turned his life around and became a, you know, a good man, but he just had so many kids.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with having children if he's,
I don't either know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's heard it all. Speaking of which, I have to remember to say something about Flint and the lead water and how that is also affecting people. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, and we are back here at the Lotus Place, and it is Black Butter Love happening here tonight at the Lotus Place. And we're talking about using your womanly powers to win, vagina power. And I am going to play this clip by Alexis K. Tyler. And she's prolific, and, you know, she may say some things that we may can agree with, and maybe think may sound a little strange or a little bit too, let me see, a blunt.
Unfamiliar,
but we're analyzing all of this. Some of these clips that I played, I don't necessarily agree with them, but I like for us to have just a little thought and conversation around some of these clips. But before I play that clip, I was watching the Flint hearings and just kind of taking some notes, and I came across this other video. A young brother produced this video on YouTube, and he spoke about some of the effects of lead on children. Now, one effect that I have not read or come across or heard mentioned, you know, we hear about the cognitive disabilities and how they'll have trouble reading, probably have some difficulty holding down certain jobs, but I think that they'll still be, these children will be able to overcome this. Watch these children. They're going to be miracle children. Despite them trying to poison them with lead, they're going to turn out to be some of the best and brightest of our children. Watch what I tell you. But anyway, the brother spoke about how lead poisoning also is harmful in terms of male sperm. It makes the sperm abnormal, and it lowers their sperm count. They're not able to produce many sperm. And then with women, the women have spontaneous miscarriages. Now, you tell me that people weren't trying to plan some crazy-ass genocide crap in Flint.
Ooh.
You tell me they weren't trying to depopulate.
Whoa.
So let me say that again. Lead poisoning also causes men to have abnormal sperm. Now, that could mean a whole myriad of things. I don't know if it makes your babies come out like the Zika babies or what. I never even heard of that abnormal sperm. And
me either.
A low sperm count.
Birth defect.
Birth defects. That's what I'm thinking. Birth defects. And the women have spontaneous miscarriages. So we have to really pray for these babies over there in Flint. We have to really pray for them. So
we really do.
Yes, we do.
And also in New York, I just heard in New York on the news on CNN that they have a big lead problem in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
a huge problem. And the lead is testing higher in some places than Flint.
Right.
In the schools.
I can believe it. This same doctor, and I just found this out, this same Dr. Edwards, the one I met in the airport, Dr. Edwards, who is testifying at this hearing and tested the water over there in Flint. He was also the same doctor that was trying to expose the inadequacies with the EPA in Washington, D.C. in 2006. So this is not his first rodeo show on coming down on EPA. And Scotty asked that question before about, was that the federal or state EPA? So yes, we know now it was the federal EPA. So, and this federal EPA person, I think her name is Gina McCarthy. Now, she was appointed by Obama. So was this Health and Human Services person. So, just like we mentioned before, it's a lot more than just Governor Snyder and a lot more than, Darnell Early. Ed Kurtz is the one that initially signed off on it. You know some people had to talk to him to get him to do that. So, and that little lady, Jennifer, what's her name, Goldman or whatever, who was the governor before Snyder, she just as bad, Democratic lady, she just as bad. And also, so is the Michigan Department of Equality, Environmental Quality, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, them, they didn't do what they were supposed to do in terms of alerting the people, nor did the Health and Human Services Department, nor did Environmental Protection Agency, local, state, or federal. So all of those different government factions did not come to the rescue and the aid of those people in Flint when they were crying out for help. So I'm just waiting to see how this unfolds.
Yeah,
I'm not. This is.
It's no one finger. It's no one finger.
No. These people, yes. They were all together in cahoots and in cohorts working together. And they knew. And if you just watch the hearings, you can see they're just pointing the fingers at you.
Yes, I was watching them.
Yeah, just pointing
the
fingers.
It's a circus of pointing fingers.
Yeah, everybody's shifting the blame onto the next person. But so. We have to keep our eye on that because, to me, this is just like the Tuskegee experiment. It's just like when they were testing, what's that Ritalin drug, Ritalin or whatever, on the Haitian men in detention down in Miami. And they're growing bread. Medical apartheid.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good book to read. That's a good one, Medical Apartheid. But let me play this clip by Alexis K because I know people are like, look, I want to hear about this using my womanly powers and getting together. So let me play this first one. Okay. And I remember when someone emailed this to me like years ago and I was like, wow, this lady is off the chain. So this is Alexis K. Alright, let me get you to play Alexis K.
Some of the things I'm talking about, because if you really want to earn your man, you need to learn your man. And a lot of times we get caught up with the wrong men or caught up in a man's penis power because it's good. I mean, if a man has been around and he's a hoe, especially like the ones I'm talking about that hopping from here and there, they have a lot of practice and they know a woman's body, they know the power of their penis, and they know how to soothe her body and to soothe her vagina. So it's really easy to be caught up with that dog kind of man, like that one girl asked me why. She thought something was wrong with her because she liked the flashy guys with the jewelry. I said, there's nothing wrong with liking a flashy man. You just have to know what type of spirit and energy he's carrying. Because there are some good men, although they still like to flash, they're not whores. They don't give their penis to everybody. You have to be able to recognize them because the man that is living to ejaculate, he's in a predator mode. And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman that's lonely. Her vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys or she's got a man beside her. He's a good provider, but he's not hitting the walls and working the middle like that dog that she having that sneak attack with.
What drives a woman to toys?
Because, like I said, she needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulations. You have an outer orgasm with the clitoris, but also you have inner orgasms inside the intra-vagina, inside the vagina walls, hidden G-spots. And every woman's G-spot may be similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot. So some women are actually hooked on coming. I mean, it's women that can be at work at their desk. They got the jackrabbit on. It's a part you can buy hooking onto your clitoris all throughout the day. And you could be having orgasms.
Jackrabbit.
That one of them I know they call. I knew some girls. That was their favorite partner. That was their favorite best buddy to keep in the pocketbook.
But see, I go back to when I was a little girl being raised in the country. Jackrabbit. Jump from
here
to there.
Yeah, we're talking about the rabbits
jack,
out.
Jack.
They
no,
have
I ain't
taken,
talking about no real rabbit. Jump. But a rabbit in nature. Jump from here to there, just constantly moving.
Yes, and they say that they have taken that same concept of the rabbit jumping from here to there, and
okay.
the design of it jump all up on the clitoris, just jump out of control and make the woman have an incredible orgasm. That's
we
why
are
they
living
call
in the 21st
it,
century.
That's the mechanical jackrabbit for the clit. Some men, they have so much heat and intensity in their penis that you can feel it radiating through their clothes just to touch the penis. It's on fire. Feel like it's fire underneath the skin. So a lot of women start going crazy. They actually think because all penises are not created equal and they don't hold the same level of intensity. So if it's one hot like that and he has the energy and he knows how to work his hip, work his buttocks, and really twist her and bend her like she's a pretzel and give her the gratification she needs, she's going to be hooked and think that that's love or a deeper root level. She's going to become sexually, mentally, and emotionally attached, although he ain't no good. And this other man she with provides for her, take care of children that ain't even his, that woman will still sneak and get that penis power from him. But what she doesn't realize is we have to deal with our attachments and separate the love, the orgasm, and the penis. They are separate issues. Because if we're in a lower level of it and we hooked on the penis power and this man won't even buy you some shrimp from Long John Silver's and what that plate, what, $2.99? But he can give you a mouthful of sperm and a rectum full of sperm and he won't even give you no light bread. It's like we have to see what our issue is because a man like that doesn't respect a woman. Yeah, he'll hit her, but if a man is having sex with you and he had the opportunity to be with you or he's an ex, so that means he had you before the other man that's providing for you could get to you. And all he's offering you is a side of penis when he can sneak in and out your man bed and out your man house. That man ain't got no respect for you and he know you don't have none for yourself, but because you're so hooked on him and you hooked on the penis, you will sacrifice and sell yourself out to let him come in the back door or let him come at lunch or come in the dark when your real man that don't have the same penis power is handling all the expenses. So a woman thinks she getting over and think, oh, that's the best sex. But she really playing herself and he playing her because it ain't about her. It's about his ego and about his penis and his testicles and how many notches he can get up on his belt to brag about. Remember, that's why I was saying the other show, don't let every man hit the bottom of your vagina, the root of your vagina.
They don't know about the bottom.
Yeah, that bottom, but see, every man may not know because he might not have a penis to really know how to hit that bottom or how to lift to hit that bottom and work that middle with a woman. She spread her legs wide and she starts screaming saying, yeah, daddy, that's it. Or she might start cursing or screaming out all types of profanities because he done hit the bottom. And now her mind, she insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain. She's gone crazy. So you don't let every man hit your bottom and your body remembers it. Just like a man will put a woman over doggy style or maybe get a mirror or something. Then they start hitting that woman from the back or on her back. They hitting her. Then they start talking. They start saying all kind of stuff to her while they hitting her. And see, that woman is being seduced. She being seduced. He breaking her down, man. He is screwing her into submission. He's screwing her into slavery by using the penis as a weapon to break her ass down. And her defenses, I mean, she wide open. When the penis all up in your vagina, man, you don't have no defenses. Unless you just really are thinking, and this is not about the love experience, this is about a money experience, or she's a prostitute, then she's working it just for her benefit. But when a woman is really liking this man and she's feeling him and what he's doing, especially if she's sneaking around with him and he has nothing to give her and her man is treating her better than he is, he has already gotten her defenses down, but she's very weak. And that's the worst thing that can happen is a man to get you in while he's thrusting the penis in and out. Who is it? Whose vagina is it? Who it belong to? What I said, who? And then the woman started calling out the man name, screaming the man name. Then she let him know she coming. When she coming, she hollering. She calling for him. Man, this stuff is programmed all up in this woman's vagina, rectum, uterus, all up in this mind right here. And that will actually bind her, actually reduce her to a cum freak. So if she can't get to him, she'll slip him in, and then that's where the jackrabbits and all the different size penises and dildos come in, because she is trying to, she's remembering and trying to recapture that experience. So that's why I said, you don't want to let everybody hit that bottom. You don't want to let everybody spank you and talk to you all kind of ways, because women, they, especially when that man pull it back, won't give you the penis no more. Women will be all in the bed at night trying to sleep, tossing and turning. They dreaming about it. Lord have mercy. They wake up out of their sleep because they dreamt the man done did this to somebody else. And the thought of that, you know, is devastating. That woman's heart gets to beating fast. Blood pressure go up. She can't hardly catch her breath. Just to think about that man done rationed that out and laid that out for somebody else and bent them over and talked to them too. And
so
thank them.
Having
the PhDs and master degrees to put on my wall in academia, but I have a master degree in being played by men, used by men, told everything I want to hear to get men in positions. And I am, to be honest with you, I'm just going to be real about it. I'm very upset by being made a fool out of and being, we're about to close now. But is there something, because I didn't let you talk very much. Well, you let me talk. Say what you want for the closing. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Sorry.
The only thing I can say is, again, I've learned something that I didn't know. And I'm definitely going to be on the watch out, because I know what's out there that'll come at you. And from where you're saying it coming at you with all full force, all this power coming at you, then a girl ain't got a chance. So I'm going to have to stay prayed up.
Yeah, we have to know who we are. We got to know our role.
I
got
to keep standing in the Lord.
Thank you for having me. We got to stay prayed up. Tina's coming all lit together, screaming and hollering.
That is good. That's good.
Let me lock my door.
Yeah. And he's like, whose is it? And Jennifer, has anybody
asked
you whose is it?
Oh, God.
That is a common phrase.
I didn't hear you. Has anyone ever asked you whose is it while he was
work in the middle?
No.
See? Nobody's never asked you that, huh, Delta?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Mm-mm. You're missing out, honey.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Were you listening to this, to the video clip?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So she was talking about how when some men, like when they're inside of you, and they, you know how they are, when they just really feel like they really getting it good, and they may be really getting it good too, and they're getting it really, really good inside of you, and then they say, whose is it? You know, whose stuff is this? You never had anybody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, really missing out.
Let me put your name back on the board, Deb, because I had taken your name off the board.
And look, and you know you'd be lying. You'd be saying, this year is.
Don't stop. It's yours.
But she said you're hooked on penis and you'll accept the side of penis. I've never heard of that. But you know what? So many people may be experiencing that you just take a side of penis. I think we had a person to write a letter in about that. She was really having a side of penis. Remember that, Delta?
Yeah,
she didn't have all
people.
Of him.
That is correct. That's exactly what that means. When you got to share a man, you don't have all of him.
Yeah. You have a side of penis. Wow. Ladies out there.
He only come to that side is when he want to be laid, and then he go back home. He go back home to the real woman and the real kids. That the ones that he want to take out in the public and be seen with and walk with.
Wow. Well, I guess it's up to the woman to use her womanly power and turn that thing around. I mean, if she wants to have a man that's with her and just have an exclusive relationship, then you have to present yourself as a woman that's not going to accept a side of penis.
Well, you know, my mother always taught me, y'all know I rely on this, my mother always taught me, says, when you dating a man and he's dating someone else and you find out about it, and my mother says, when he jumps up and marry that woman, my mama said, that says it all right there. My mama said, nothing else needs to be said. Because my mama says, when he married that one, my mother said, that's where his heart is at. My mother said, that's where his heart is at. However you see that lady look and however you see that lady act, that's what he wants.
Because that's what he married, huh?
That's what he married.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's somebody out there for everybody, so maybe he didn't want you, but maybe somebody else wants you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Find the one that's for
he
you.
He didn't see the treasure in you.
Mm-hmm. So, Aja, did you learn any, Amina Featherlight, did you learn anything from Alexis K? Find anything interesting that she mentioned?
I found a lot interesting.
So would you like to share?
I can really understand her reference to men who are so skillful at knowing how to turn women on. Mm-hmm. Knowing how to spot weak women who are in need, and they prey on them. It's almost as if the woman gives off certain kinds of a scent or a hormone. Her body language, what have you, and it's important for a woman to realize that there are men out there like that who are preying on them. And I think it all starts with loving who you are. Because if you don't love who you are, then you are susceptible to being caught up into the situations like she was speaking on, taking a side of penis, being the side woman, being so hooked on something. I mean, there are lots of women who do have good men at home, who are maybe not, as you say, hit in the middle, but then that's where communication comes in. You should feel comfortable enough to talk to your man and let him know
what you like, to talk to him and just suggestion some new moves, some new positions. Start it out because they may be afraid. And so many women, they do not want to take the time with what they have, work with what they have, and they just want to get out and get the penis, fall in love with the penis, and that's all it is just a body walking around with, you know, energetic penis. And then they risk their family, their what they had with their husband, you know. So fortunately, I hadn't been caught up in, you know, that. I hadn't run up on the magic penis, you know. But I could see, I know it happened. I know it happened. And I guess from that, and I hope the people, you know, enough people were listening, the ones who did hear it, part of it is just being aware of what's out there. And like what you said earlier, Black Rose, know who you are. You know who you are and know that you are queenly and that you really don't have to take seconds at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. Not take mm-hmm. seconds. Not take a side of penis.
Mm-mm.
Take the whole penis.
Yeah, I'm not, I've always said to myself, and to guys, you know, I am the main dish. I am not the side dish. I am not the, what do I like to get? I'm not the appetizer. I am not the appetizer. I am the main entree. Right. And I come the full package. I'm the entree. I'm the appetizer. I'm the dessert. I'm the coffee after the meal. I'm the liqueur after the meal. I got it all. So, I don't need to be somebody's side piece because it's just too much.
Well, what about what she said about, like when a man is, say, she said, screwing, okay, some paper rattling or something, some kind of movement. But, what about when she said when a man is like screwing you into submission and twisting you and bending you? I mean, what do you think about that, Delta or Icy Hot or Amanita Feather? I never thought of it like that. I thought she was bending me and twisting me. I mean,
well, you know how you have when you. I was looking at it physically, and psychologically, emotionally, all of that, and even spiritually, if you let them take you right up out of that, take you right up out of that church.
And you know what? And that's what. What really kind of made me look at it differently, in a different way, when she mentioned that, like when she said he's like binding you and reducing you, I never really looked at it like that.
Putting you in submission. Yeah. Francis Cress Wellesley talks about that. You know that the penis power of the penis,
yes.
And that's, you can go back to young girls in high school and when they first have, you could tell when they've started having sex because they start acting mm-hmm. differently and they get mm-hmm. in submission and they're, you know, getting with him. He can get her to do anything. The boy can. Mm-hmm.
Where we all can think about as a young woman, and we all can think about this as when we had our first experience with a man. We know that was a new world that was opened up to us, and we was off the chain about that man. And we have to think about it, you know. Think about, you know, some of the women, they, when they meet these new men, they just go off the chain. Mm-hmm. It's just like their first experience. And some of them just can't get enough. But then also, too, I learned this. And I said,
what's that?
Where some of them is, I heard one girl told me that she had a problem. She dated a lot of men, and she knows she has a problem, and she told me that she had been molested. And a lot of them don't feel worthy. And that may play a part in it, too, because I know a young lady did tell me she was molested by her next-door neighbor. And she never told anyone. And that can play, and I know she go with a bunch of men. She's a sweet girl. I mean, couldn't ask for a nicer person. Hard worker, but she has an issue. And the issue was whatever the man did to her and her twin sister, it affected her. Her twin sister, it didn't affect her the way it affected this girl. So that could be a lot of the young lady's problems. That just my theory, and I may be wrong, but that just my theory with all these changing partners and young ladies really can't get it together. That's just a theory that I have because that just crossed my mind about the young lady.
Okay. And Amanina Feather, you had something you want to share? Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll come
and
back.
And it'll be time for our letter, too. It's getting time for the letter.
Yes, sure is, Delta. So stay tuned for Delta's letter. Someone needs some advice, and Delta has it. We'll be right back.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, New Media for the New Millennium. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, we are back here at the Lotus Place, and you can call in 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. Press pound and press star 61, and we'll get you in so that you can share your thoughts with us. So, Amanina Feather, Feather Light. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get your name right. I'm going to get it right. So, you have a comment, and then you have a recipe for us, right?
Yes. On the comment, I think I'll let it slide. I kind of lost my train of thought. Dr. Cole had said something about getting hooked the first time you have sex, but that's kind of a general statement because it's so different for everybody. You know, I mean, you know, like the first time I had sex with a young boy, I mean,
wasn't all that
when I saw him again, I was embarrassed, you know. It was, you know, because it was so awkward. You know, it wasn't like, oh, that was the best time of my life, you know, I'm hooked on him, you know, it was nothing like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I was old enough to be having sex, but I wasn't married, you know, obviously. But I wasn't that thrilled about it, you know. So I don't think that has, it's the people who are expert at doing this, using their penis to trap a young, unsuspecting and very vulnerable woman. She doesn't have to be a young woman, she's an older woman like myself, and just playing in on them. And again, it's about loving yourself, respecting yourself, being true to yourself, knowing what you're worth, who you are, and so you will not be one of those that they will be drawn to. They'll go, oh, better keep on moving on that one, she's not going to fall for this. It's not about the penis.
So let's share some of our thoughts on how women could use their womanly powers to win, and to win, like, how and in what area. So, like, Delph, you're a Southern Belle. What are some things that Southern Belles do or some of their feminine ways that they use and turn in ways to like win or get a man to do certain things or win at work or whatever it is that you're going after. But especially for men, though, like Southern Belles, you know, we have our little ways. Go ahead, Devin.
Well, now, my theory is, I think, is how you carry yourself, how you present yourself. And people may not believe this. You don't have to be a, like some people say, you have to be a very, very attractive woman. No, that don't even have to be. It's how you carry yourself. Mm-hmm. How you present yourself and how you fix yourself up, because that really goes a long way. A man don't want a woman who's tacky and not, you know, not fixed up. But another thing is a woman has to be very, very confident within herself. And once she be very confident within herself, then you can pull that confidence into that man. And you have some men don't have confidence. And if you can put that confidence back in them, that goes a long way. And a lot of time it's letting a person know, okay, I believe in you. I believe you can do it. Don't think like that. I know you can do it. And the main thing is when a man is not crazy, he know when he got a woman that's got his back. He knows when he got a woman that builds him up. He knows when he got a woman that's not there for him. But the main thing is you got to be able to build. You come already with your self-esteem already ready. But the main thing, you got to build their self-esteem up, because the average black man, I hate to say it, a lot of them don't have a lot of self-esteem. That's sad to say, but it's really true. A lot of them don't. A lot of men have to be told that they can do it. I believe in you. You can do it. But the main thing is just having good self-esteem and a good rapport with each other. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I agree with
communication.
That. And I think that everybody is attractive in their own way. There's something that is attractive about everybody.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
Mm-hmm. And
because I had a sister. My sister is so pretty. One day I'll send y'all a picture. My sister was so pretty. She's still nice looking now. She's about 66. My sister was so pretty in her young days. She could have took her pick of any man she wanted. And this is no lie. This is how pretty she was. She was real tiny. Always been tiny. She's still tiny to this day. And only thing that was big on my sister was her boobs. She always had big boobs, but she always been very tiny. She wear about a size 6. She always wear a size 6 shoe or 5.5. But she was always real tiny. But when my sister picked her husband, you ought to see the husband that she picked. It was the most ugliest man that you can go and find. I'm not telling you no story. The man was so ugly.
So why did she
choose him? But the man was. But I'm trying to say this. The man was so nice. The man was so nice. Mm-hmm. And the man was a hard, hard worker.
And you know,
and my sister. This man that she met. It was something about this man drew her in with the other men. She dated them, but she would just brush them off. But this one man captured her soul. I mean, he literally captured her soul. I don't know what he did, but she worshiped him. Literally worshiped him. And one day I'm going to send y'all a picture of him and her. But you couldn't ask for a nicer brother-in-law.
Icy Hot, you have any thoughts on how women could use their womanly powers to win in life?
Well, if it's a romantic relationship, correct?
Yes.
Just a friend. Okay, well, one of the things that is really, really, I think, effective that women don't utilize as often as they should is if you're into a man and you're trying to get something going with him and you really, really dig him and he's really digging on you, I think you got to play hard to get a little bit in terms of not so much not letting him know. You don't want him to think that he doesn't want, you don't want him, but you have to like just take him all the way to the brink, make him think he's going to get that sex thing, and then, you know, kind of step back on it and keep doing that. That's a good way to keep things kind of spicy and hot until you really get him where you want him.
Yeah,
some people want them in different. Some people really want them in different places. Some people want them toys. Some people want seriousness. Some people want whatever they want. So I think, you know, maybe that's manipulation, but just to keep taking them there. And boy, when he does get it,
yes.
Kapow! Oh, whether you're married to him, kapow! Mm-hmm. But don't just give it up so easy.
Now, me and my problem now. That's the problem now. They give it up on the first night.
Uh-huh.
And
no,
it's
but
nothing ever
gonna look forward to.
They really do.
True.
They give it up on.
But that's a challenge. That's a challenge. I think.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's where
for
the mistake come in at. That's where the mistake come in at.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say when she was talking about that, back to the clip that you played to us, it was kind of like, wow. You know, some people luck up and that person that hits the bottom and does everything right, that's their first one. And they get them. And they get married and that's what they stay with. That's why I say, you know, you really don't want everybody going there with you. And that's why I'm into the venue of, you know, be married before you go all the way with that. Be letting folks hit the bottom. At least, not to say that they're going to be, devoted to you or in terms of being faithful to you, because they may still tip out on you. Mm-hmm. That man that know how to do that stuff right. Mm-hmm. Your husband might still tip out on you, but, you know, I guess that's always the chance you take.
And that it is. So, Featherlight, you have some positions for us, and then we have Delta's letter.
I'll just read you the smoothie recipe.
Oh, that's right. We have a recipe. We need the smoothie recipe, and you have a position too. We need a position.
Well, it wasn't the position. It was what is the G spot and where is it located?
Oh, yes. Okay.
But that professional is gonna be able to tell you. Be able to do that, because they can tell. They read in your body.
Do everybody have the same spot, or they don't?
No, they don't.
Well, we need to
no, they don't.
Themselves.
And I'm going to tell you why. Different penises have different shapes. They have curves on them. They have different, and so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me just say where the G-spot is. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so the G-spot, okay, like the lady was saying, it's like a sexual version of a magic carpet ride. So it just really takes you there. It just unlocks a whole new world of pleasure. So that's why, you know, like if they hit the bottom or whatever, what they're referring to, it really is a spectacular, explosive orgasm. It's a deep one from inside. So what is a G-spot? It's a small mass of spongy, erectile, nerve tissue, ducts and glands, and blood vessels. And the blood rushes here in this area just like it does in a man's penis or linga. So it's nestled between your pubic bone on the front of your cervix, about 2 inches into your vaginal opening, and it's on the front wall of your vagina, which is closer to the wall that's closer to your stomach. So you can find your own G-spot. You can find your own G-spot. You I was saying, everyone isn't the same. You could, it could be as small as like a pea, or your little finger, your nail tip on your little finger, or it could be as large as a half dollar. And when the woman is aroused, it gets hard, just like a penis gets hard. It gets
I did not know that.
Yeah. So if you wanted to like find it, then the best thing to do is to get into that mood, you know, get into the, you know, prepare yourself, like get sexy, you know, dim the light, put on the red light, put on some soft music, get a little perfume, think of it on your sheet, lie on top of the sheet, you know, don't hide, it's so often we get on the sheets and hide up under the sheets. You're in your bedroom, for goodness sakes, it's the most sacred place in your home, it should be the safest. So lie on top of the sheet, sprinkle a little perfume on it. Okay, so do whatever it is that you do when you arouse yourself. These are folks who know how to arouse themselves. Okay, so once you have aroused yourself, the blood will rush to your pelvic region and the spot becomes raised. Okay, so and it feels rougher than the rest of your inside. All right, it feels rougher. So once you're all hot and bothered and stuff, you can insert 2 or 3 well-lubed fingers, palm up, about 2 inches in, 2 inches, ladies, tool. Feel around for that rough patch, which is be, like I say, small as a pinky on your fingernail or as large as a half dollar. It's going to be raised. It's going to be a little rough. And then you can use firm, deep pressure to stroke it, or rhythmic circular motions, you know, up and down, all around. Da, 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 da. Okay. Or you can take your fingers and do the, like, the come hither, you know, like you're saying, come here, which is literally come here. Yeah. Mm. So that's how you would arouse, you would find it and arouse yourself. Now, let me say this. Some women feel uncomfortable pleasing or touching themselves. I know this. But by exploring yourself and pleasing yourself, you can discover how and where you want to be touched. You can explore your own eroticism because we're all unique. Somebody may like to have a man's tongue in their ear. Black Rose, I know you hate it. I find it enticing. So we're all different. We're all unique. And we all have different erroneous zones, you know, soft touch. Firm touch. You want a little rhythm with it. You know, I'm a dancer. I like rhythm. So you will increase your own tactile sensitivity when you do this, when you touch yourself, and increase your orgasmic potential. So this helps you, and it frees you of these old taboos. I know, ladies, we got these. This is your body. It relaxes. It relaxes you. It releases you of tension. I mean, men do it. It releases them of tension. When they can't be with their woman, they do it because it calms them. It relaxes them. Plus, men love to watch ladies please themselves. It's a big turn on. They just love it, love it, love it.
All right.
So that's my little lesson on the G-spot. And I also can tell you, I'll tell you next time, men, how you can find it in your lady, on your lady.
Okay.
Different positions you can have. So ladies, go and explore. For those who are still interested in reaching pleasures, heights of pleasure, that is.
Yeah. I think I'll let a man find mine for me. I don't think I'd be too successful in finding it myself.
I'm with you on that. My husband had to find that. Yeah, take care of all that. That wouldn't do nothing but make me angry.
At least you know where it is. At least you know where it is, and you can kind of
guide.
Oh,
I know where it is. I guess, honey, okay. I just got lucky because my first husband knew where everything was on me.
Yes, you got lucky. We know.
I got lucky.
Mm-hmm. And didn't but you so have many of them have no clue where it is. They don't even know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Now, my second husband, that would be him.
Oh, okay.
You know,
oh, goodness gracious. And see, you know, now having the clueless person first, then that wouldn't be as bad. But then when you have someone.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know,
when you know what you know, what you know, what you can get, and how you can get.
Oh,
my goodness. You better get on with that.
Oh, my goodness,
right.
Please. Mm-hmm. Pop you on the head.
Okay.
I know.
Delta's still with us. Delta, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Delta, let's see. Now, we have a letter from Church Lady. And Church Lady says, she says, hello, Delta. I need your help. I am having a getaway with my husband, a much-needed getaway weekend. And we want to make this weekend really, really romantic. She says she wants to spice up the marriage, as we talk about on the show. And I want to try a new position, but I am afraid. I've lost about 30 pounds, and I'm feeling really, really good about myself. And my husband is starting to hug me more. I'm a plain Jane kind of woman, but I do want to update my look and my life. And she says she's been working out, and her husband is telling her how good she looks. And now I feel more comfortable and maybe trying on some sexy clothes to wear to bed. So, Delta, she says, okay, I want to try some role playing on this weekend getaway. I'm trying to suggest to my husband that we go somewhere, a secret place, go somewhere to a secret place where no one knows us and we could just be ourselves and do something different. I want to try some new positions that I've seen online. And my question that I have for you is, should I talk to him before going on the trip, or should I talk to him while we're in bed?
Now, you see, this little bird doesn't know it.
Some new ideas.
Oh. What's that? Is that Scotty? Scotty, are you over there?
She wants to know, should her husband before going on the trip, or just come out with all this new stuff while they're in the bed?
I would take all my toys or whatever I'm going to use with me. And when I get there, let it be a surprise and let it be something new. Because men like something new. They may lie and pretend they don't. Even just like a woman, we like something new. So I think he will really like it when he get over there and they get to where they going. And I think they will like it. I don't see nothing wrong with her trying something, because I think as the church is okay, and I love, don't nobody love church much as me. The church is okay, but when you get off, the church don't have no business off into your bedroom. The church stops when it comes to the bedroom. I think whatever you want to do in your bedroom is your business. And I think that's a closed-off section, because the Bible said a marriage bed is undefiled. And so I believe whatever you do in your bedroom is your business. And if you want to pull out her whip, that's good. If you want to pull out her lotion, that's good. If you want to pull out her dog change, that's good. Whatever she want to do. It may sound kinky to us, but it may sound lovely to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever makes the marriage happen, whatever going to keep it to working, so be it. Because you got so many people, like she said, she's trying to spruce it up. Mm-hmm. You got so many people just live the way you live. And don't try to spruce nothing up. And really, you're just living. You're just content and living. So if she want to try to spruce it up, go for it. More power to you. Whatever it takes for you to keep it together, so do it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. But I will pull all my stuff out the bag when I get where I'm going. And I would, that would really be a surprise. And men's like kinky. They pretend they don't, but they do.
So, Featherlight, what do you think? Should she talk to him before? I think she should go ahead on and do like Delta. I like that advice too, Delta.
Yeah, I do too. Just bring it out when you get there. He'll be really excited. Get him all pumped up and yeah.
Yeah, because you're going somewhere.
If you tell
somewhere
him before,
new.
He'll be expecting something, and it may not be what he is expecting. So, wait till you get there.
Yeah, because you're going somewhere new. Let everything be a new beginning.
New beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I say hi. She should just.
I agree. Bring it. Spring it on them. Spring it on them.
Just spring it on them.
Surprise.
And get her some nice lingerie. Because I had a friend girl one time, she told me she was dating this guy. And this guy, she said she never seen anything like it. But she said he was a nice man. But he just wanted something different. And she said he wanted her to hit him with a belt. And she was whooping him. And he told her, hit me harder. And she said she was scared to do it, and the man was insistent that she hit him harder. And she told me she beat him like right on rice. she said the harder she beat him, the more he liked it. She said she never saw anything.
She said she what?
The harder she wrapped him across his face.
I know, but
you
said something after that. Did she see him anymore?
Yeah.
You know, he was stuck on her after that shoot.
She said she beat him like white on rice.
Yeah, because he was saying, she was trying to, she said she never experienced nothing like that. And she said she was trying to hit the man soft, and the man told her, is that all you got? Give it to me, baby.
All right.
But don't you think that's attributed to some mental health issues?
No.
Maybe when he was a child. No.
No, I don't
think
so.
Some people get off on it.
I know what you're talking about. They do, but I just think that was kind of far.
I wouldn't want nobody to hit me.
I wouldn't want nobody to hit me, neither
would. Everybody has their own different ways of being excited when it comes to the bedroom. There are a lot of knotties inside of your buttocks that really excite you. Plus, that G-spot right in between the man's penis and the anus, that's a particular area back there. And it really, really gets aroused when a person is spanked. That's why people like spanking. It's an arousal thing, you know.
Okay.
And
if somebody's hitting you hard,
share something. Okay, go ahead. You said what? If someone's hitting you hard, what?
If someone's hitting you hard, though, that's hurting. I mean, you might see a little. I don't know.
It's not hurting them. It's not hurting
kinda,
them. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's hurting the person.
Okay.
Well, I know everybody's different, but I still just think it's hurting even the person who's doing the hitting on the person.
Well, let's ask.
No, you don't do it if it hurts you.
Call it 804.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, Sheriff.
I believe that. God instituted sex for two reasons. One is for enjoyment, and the other one is to populate the earth.
Yes.
And my belief is if two individuals, if both of them are on the same page and both of them agree that whatever method they use to satisfy each other and it's enjoyable, but I must believe that both parties have to agree on it.
There you go. Both parties.
That's what I believe, that it's for enjoyment and for populating the earth.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I totally agree with that. Enjoyment and populating the earth.
I agree with that, too.
Enjoyment and populating the earth. I definitely don't want people to have too many bitties.
I know.
And all of that enjoyment, but...
You know, I sure don't.
I'm going to leave them picking in his out of there.
She don't want you to have the babies if you can't take care of them and all of that. So, you know, I get you on that too. But I
you can have
that.
2,000 as long as you take care of them.
As long as you can take care of them, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree with the caller too. If you enjoy it, be it spanking, because there are a lot of people that are into S&M and they want to feel some pain, and they want maybe to administer pain to people. And hey,
you find somebody
that likes them.
Since we have our
the two usually meet each other. They usually come together, you know.
Yeah.
As the caller said, they're in agreement with one another.
Yeah, and we have our male callers. Thank the Lord, we have one. We normally have King B, but he didn't come on tonight. So, I was thinking earlier about what the lady that we was listening to on the radio, and I would like to ask our one male caller that's on the line, what do you think about a man that do you think a man is like when he goes and be with different women and do the things that he do to them, what do you think about that? I want to know from a male's perspective, what do you think about a man when they does that?
Well, I think that, like I said previously, and I've done everything but rape and murder and laid down with a man. And I retired as a deputy sheriff. And when I go home, people say, man, how in the world you get to be a deputy? Who did you snitch on? I snitched on nobody. God just smiled on me. I still have to say this. The women that I've been with, whatever that we both decide is equitable for both of us, we'll indulge in it. If it's something she wants done that I don't like, it's a no-no, and vice versa. Sex is not just a one-way street. It's for both of you to enjoy the enjoyment of it. And if one party pleases and the other one not, then it's not a enjoyable thing, I don't believe. So if your partner wants something and you're not into it, you let them know beforehand. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, we have to wrap it up. That was a good question, Delta. I would love for us to expound more on that. Maybe we can pick that back up. We can pick it back up. And we'll be back here on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Feather Light. Icy Hot, Delta Cougar. Thank you, callers and listeners. And we will see you on Sunday here at the Lotus Place. Peace and good night.